Well, hello and welcome to our product education program with Isagenix. My name is Kirsty Cody, your host, and it's a pleasure having all of you listen in today. I am jazzed about today's podcast because it's all about the science and research that's happening at Isagenix. We have the amazing Dr. Eric Gumprich with us. I'll introduce him here in just a second, but I really want to set today's podcast up for everybody in the sense that, look, as everybody is going out and connecting with people and prospecting with people, sharing Isagenix, you guys are sharing your stories, you're sharing other people's stories, before and after photos, you are sharing the 90-day game plan, you're leading with the business, many of you, but there are going to be a specific group of individuals that are going to want to know the science and the research and the data. That's just how their mind works, and until they see it, they're going to remain that skeptic. Well, today's podcast is going to satisfy those needs within those individuals that need that science, that research, and that data. Dr. Eric is going to share all of the details of what has been happening within our studies, within our research, and even what the future holds with even more studies and research that we're going to be looking into. So for those of you who do not know who Dr. Gumprich is, he's such a great guy. I have had the privilege of working with him many a times on the podcasting. He earned his doctorate in nutrition science from Penn State. And I mean, he's got a wealth of knowledge when it comes to not only the academic research, but also in the private sector. His main focus throughout all of these years has been in the areas of antioxidants and cell signaling and enzymatic detoxification. So if you can imagine, he fits perfectly here at Isagenix. He holds the title of research scientist within our R&D department. And he's been with Isagenix just a squish over 3 years. So with that being said, welcome, Dr. Eric. Great to have you.
Thank you, Kirsten. Thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. And I know we just had Celebration a few weeks ago. So many different exciting things going on all the time throughout the several days that Celebration was taking place. But there was a lot of things happening in the store area with product vignettes, lots of amazing speakers, and of course, some product launches. So what was your whole take on Celebration this year?
Well, Kirsty, as you just mentioned, we just had our annual Celebration event about 3 weeks ago, and it was a great one for Isagenix Research and Science. This is my third Celebration, and by far the best attended that I've been at. I've gone from speaking in front of maybe 50 people during our product vignettes to speak in front of several hundred. I was on stage 4 times this Celebration, speaking on adaptogens, and then interviewing two of our scientific advisory board members. First, Dr. Michael Colgan on the brain and sleep support product, and then with UCLA professor Dr. Xiaoping Li on the topic of what's known as skinny fat. And then finally, I interviewed Dr. Paul Arciero to discuss his latest results, and I have a feeling this is one of the studies you'd like to discuss today on this podcast.
Absolutely. That's what we want. We want to talk about that study. Dr. Paul Arciero is such an amazing guy. It was truly fascinating watching him take stage and share the details. And I would have to say that he was pleasantly surprised with the outcome. So share with everybody, before we share with the results, let's talk about the study and kind of what it was all about.
Sure, Kirstie. So before we discuss Dr. Paul Arciero's study, which we refer to actually here as a toxin study, let's remind the audience of what we investigated a few years back with our study led by Dr. Chris Verity from the University of Illinois Chicago. Now, Dr. Verity found that postmenopausal women, and this is a group of individuals with the greatest difficulty to lose weight, lost significant weight, total fat, and visceral fat while reducing their levels of glucose, insulin, total and LDL cholesterol, and inflammatory mediators on the Isagenix system when compared to subjects who were placed on a heart-healthy diet. But even after this great study by Dr. Verity, there were still plenty of unanswered questions remaining about how Isagenix systems work to improve health. And since cleansing are so important in overall Isagenix systems, we wanted to design or propose a study that addressed toxins and detoxification in particular. So this led us to collaborate with Dr. Paul Arciero. As you mentioned, Dr. Arciero is professor of nutrition at Skidmore College in upstate New York. And we wanted to pursue this question of toxins along with some additional key questions, such as Will the isogenic system facilitate weight loss in men? Because you may recall Dr. Varian said it was only in postmenopausal women. And another question was, what happens to your body's metabolism as you lose weight on the isogenic system? Will it slow down as occurs in most other weight loss systems? So we had some really important and key questions we wanted to address in that RCRO study.
Yeah, you know, the the UIC study is so impressive. I mean, just to see the results. And I love the fact that Isagenix just didn't stop there. Because I know that research and conducting studies like this, it is incredibly expensive. And so the fact that we as a company wanted to build upon that study was thrilling to me. So let's get into the results of the study that you guys did with Dr. Arciero.
Absolutely, Tracy. So in that RCRO study, we used both obese men and women who had very high levels of body fat. And the study included 40 subjects who all completed 10 weeks on the isogenic 30-day system. And of course, part of this system included fulfilling one cleanse day per week. And to ensure compliance and assistance, all the subjects met with a registered dietitian. So, Kirstie, do you want me to now fast forward to the results?
Yes, please.
Perfect. Well, we have so much evidence for improved biomarkers of health in these subjects that I'll have to actually skip some of the data. But here are the key points. First, Dr. Arciero found that after 10 weeks on the isogenic system, the subjects lost, on average, 24 pounds, with virtually all of this fat and the visceral fat actually being reduced by 33%. And you literally may recall the visceral fat is actually the dangerous type of fat that we have. I call it angry fat. It's fat that actually bathes our organs. So that was a really important finding. Now, like the Verity study, we also found improvements in cardiovascular risk factors, which included the use of a state-of-the-art technology to demonstrate that individuals with an isogenic system actually had improved blood flow. And again, this is very, very exciting results. So now let's get to some questions that I mentioned earlier that we specifically wanted to address in the study. We found that because the subjects lost so much body weight and fat and their ratio of muscle increased, and this was just super news. This was great news, and most likely is due to the fact that we have, of course, a high protein, weight base, new replacement shake that's high in branched-chain amino acids. That's our ice cream shakes, obviously. And then we couple that with a great dietary distribution pattern of the overall ice cream weight loss system. Second, despite all that weight loss, guess what? Their biometabolism not only didn't decrease, as happens on most diets, but actually increased as a percentage of body weight. Again, phenomenal results. And this is very important for people's goal is to not only lose weight, but of course to maintain that weight loss. And then finally, the toxin story. We collaborated with a gentleman named Dr. Don Patterson, who worked at Centers for Disease Control for 30 years, and is one of the world's foremost experts in toxin measurements and analysis. And guess what? We found that the isogenic system stimulated the first important crucial step in detoxification, which is actually releasing toxins from your fat stores into your bloodstream. And in fact, we observed that subjects with isogenic system increased their plasma levels of toxins by 44%. Again, this is great news and a pretty novel finding, actually, in literature. So now that these toxins are released, they're actually capable of being metabolized and excreted from the body instead of simply being stored in our fat cells doing who knows what unknown damage to our bodies.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know what was really impressive about that was the most exciting thing for me, Dr. Eric, in regards to this study is the measurement of toxins and to know that Isagenix can assist the body in helping to resurrect this stuff, these impurities out of fat cells in which you said is the first step in it being metabolized and excreted from the body. We've never done that before. I mean, and we're what, 12 and a half year old company. We've talked about cleansing and detoxification and aiding the body in that. And I'm telling you, just to see a study like this that just backs what we've been doing for so long is just thrilling to me. Also, too, the increase in metabolism, body metabolism, that was fantastic. So what else? What other findings did you guys see in this study?
Well, it's hard to know where to start with how many great results we got in this weight loss phase of the study. So Because these results were so overwhelmingly impressive, Dr. Arcero and Isagenix decided to go the next step and go beyond what any other company would do. We asked the following question. While it's great that Isagenix stimulates weight loss and improves numerous biomarkers of cardiovascular and metabolic health while preserving muscle mass and stimulating detoxification, the question is, can people maintain these benefits long-term?
Mm-hmm.
So we extended the study from the 10-week weight loss study that I've just described and incorporated a 12-month weight maintenance phase. Again, no other company would do this. But to even make it more scientifically valid, Dr. Arcero randomly divided the subjects into either continuation of the Isagenix system with less stringency and more real-life compliance, or divide the subjects into a dietitian-counseled heart-healthy dietary group similar to what we saw in the Dr. Verity study. And, Kirstie, do you want to hear the results so far?
Yes. Dying here.
Okay. So we've already done measurements up to 6 months on this divided study design, and we have a few more months to go before this complete study is complete. So, and I can't disclose specifics, because we're trying to get this paper published, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But what I can say is that after 6 months of this weight maintenance period, the results with Isagenix are no less impressive than we observed during the initial 10-week weight loss phase. Moreover, the metabolic and cardiovascular improvements observed during the weight loss phase were either maintained or even improved, and were even superior to those observed in the subjects who were placed on the heart-healthy diet. So, for example, individuals on the Isagenix system maintain their metabolic rate, okay? Their basal metabolic rate did not slow down. And this is essential for preventing weight regain, and also these subjects continue to improve their blood flow and release of toxins from their stored fat. And again, recall, the toxin release is an essential first step in detoxification. So these preliminary midpoint results are promising and add greater validation that Isagenix is providing effective products and comprehensive systems to optimize health and wellness.
Yeah, listen, and this is all after the 10-week initial run. You know what's crazy to me, Dr. Eric, is I feel bad for the half of the participants that were taken off of Isagenix and worked with dietitians with just a regular diet, the heart-healthy diet, because I'd be like, no, you know, give me my shakes back, give me my Onyx back, because from my understanding is that obviously those half that did continue, like you just stated, they've been able to maintain or see continued improvements, while the other individuals that went on the heart healthy that are working with the dietitians, they're not seeing the same results as they were on the 10-week go, which, you know, it's incredible to see that happen. And you know what I love about this too is, you know, this is all third party. I mean, Dr. Paul Arcero is not out to gain anything in proving that Isagenix is phenomenal. I mean, his job really was to poke holes in anything and anything that he could in every way to see, you know, because science is science. You cannot deny the outcome of a scientific study like this. And the other thing too, Dr. Eric, is many times companies will pay for a study, but they cherry pick the results to make the study look what it is. But really, this has been done so thoroughly, and it's so impressive, right? I mean, your thoughts on that?
Oh yeah, absolutely, Kirstie. I mean, you know, the study, like the Dr. Verity study previously, these are independent studies. We have no say in their ability to publish their results. And that's the way that it should be. We fund a study, they're independent, and then they publish what they find. So
even if the findings were horrible, they could still publish it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I can say between Dr. Verity's study and the current study thus far, there are no horrible results in my suggestion.
I know. It's incredible.
It's just amazing. And, you know, you mentioned the Heart Healthy Group. The Heart Healthy Group also has seen some beneficial changes. They're just not up to the same level as we've observed so far with Isagenix.
Sure. Yeah.
So
incredible. I mean, if you're in search for ultimate health and vitality, you're going to want to do it with something that is going to provide you amazing results, not just mediocre results, amazing results that are lasting. And this is exactly what these studies are proving to be. Now, I know that there is a second study. You know, tell us a little bit about that, who we've collaborated with, what's going on with that.
Okay, great. So let me back up a little bit and just provide a little background for your listeners. I'm going to switch gears and talk about telomeres. As your listeners probably remember, telomeres are those caps on the end of our chromosomes that protect the DNA in the cells from damage. Okay, and this is a key component to healthy aging, is to maintain telomeric status. Or in simplest terms, as Dr. Bill Andrews always says, when telomeres get short, bad things happen. So to live a long and healthy life, scientists have offered guidelines for telomeric health that includes bolstering our antioxidant defenses against free radicals and radical oxygen species. Now, why is that? Well, simply because oxidative stress is closely associated with telomere shortening, which means that if you have too much oxidative stress and you have excessive age-related telomeric shortening, you tend to age faster. And as you know, Kirsten, this is where Product B comes in. Product B is a proprietary formula of potent bioactives, botanicals, vitamins and antioxidants to support telomeric maintenance. So all of this leads me to discuss our second clinical study. So, Trish, you want to hear about our second study now?
Yep, I do.
Great. So for this study, we collaborated with scientists in the School of Nutrition and Health Promotion at Arizona State University, right up the street here in Tempe. Actually, I guess they moved to Phoenix, most of the university, to conduct this clinical evaluation in an independent, randomized, placebo-controlled, double-blinded study to evaluate the effects of Product B on a key antioxidant enzyme. So let's talk about that key antioxidant enzyme. Recall how I just mentioned a moment ago that a primary factor in telomeric and DNA health is to have an optimal antioxidant defense system. So the researchers at ASU measured an antioxidant enzyme called catalase. The catalase is one of our ancient major antioxidant enzymes in the body, and it's actually associated with increased longevity in some experimental models of aging. Now, catalase's main responsibility, okay, is to prevent the toxic accumulation of hydrogen peroxide. Okay. We all know what hydrogen peroxide is. Okay. Hydrogen peroxide, chemically speaking, is a reactive oxygen species that's normally produced in the body. Every time we breathe in, breathe out, we're producing hydrogen peroxide. We can also get hydrogen peroxide from dietary sources, okay? So it's a natural product. But like a lot of things, while a little bit of hydrogen peroxide is actually necessary, in this case as an antibiotic against foreign invaders, in large concentrations, hydrogen peroxide has been shown to seriously damage our DNA and our telomeres. So you can clearly see the importance of the enzyme catalase. So to the study. The study included 43 young, healthy men and women who the researchers divided into either a placebo group or a group supplementing with 4 caps a day of Product B, okay, which is directions. At the end of the study, and the study was 12 weeks long, at the end of the study, the subjects using Product B showed a significant elevation of catalase in their red blood cells, okay? And in fact, compared to those who took a placebo, the subjects on Product B had increased their catalase level by more than 30%. Now, that's a big number in 12 weeks. And this is very exciting news. And the relevance of this finding actually was not lost on the researchers who commented, and I got this quote from them firsthand, quote, "The increase in catalase observed by Product B is an exciting development considering the relationship between the enzyme and increased lifespan in animal studies." So, now that the study is completed, we're expecting it to be submitted for publication in a peer-reviewed journal in the next 3 or 6 months. Is that pretty exciting, Kirsten?
Wow. Yeah, it is. It's incredible. And let me just, for clarification, is the Product B that they used within this study, is it third generation or fourth generation?
That's a great question, Kirstie. Actually, it was third generation.
Oh, my goodness.
When the study was proposed, way back in 2013, we had no inkling of fourth generation Product B. So, of course, we proposed a study and found these great research at ASU to conduct a study using what we then had, which was third generation Prime B.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, as everyone knows, we've announced as a celebration a fourth generation Prime B known as Asogenesis. And this new version of Prime B is scientifically designed to deliver optimal levels of active ingredients even better than the third generation Prime B, and to target telomeric support by adding several fat-soluble carrier ingredients. So we can only say at this point that if third generation Prime B can stimulate telomere protecting catalase by a whopping 30%, just imagine the potential of fourth generation Prime B Asogenesis. And so, you know, we're just salivating here to do some more studies and research and science. We have a lot of things on our plate. We have a lot of great ideas. Every couple of weeks or so, I'm finding a great expert in academia who's also chiming in a bit to maybe want to collaborate with Isogenics. And, you know, we have sometimes dampen our enthusiasm. We're so excited here in research and science to investigate Isogenics as products. And, of course, the overall comprehensive health and wellness system. So I can just say, Kiersey, stay tuned. We have a lot more exciting results to come.
Oh, my gosh. And you know what? In the meantime, all of us out in the field will all be salivating, waiting for those results. I'm telling you, this is exciting stuff. I love what you said, too, here at the end, that, like, the results that we got with the catalase using third generation, can you imagine what it could have potentially been with fourth generation? I mean, it is... pretty high-tech stuff going on here. And, you know, I mean, I can imagine that people are lined up to collaborate with Isogenics. Who wouldn't? I mean, the before and afters, the results that are happening. I mean, we've already got some published reviews or published stuff with our last study. I mean, and there's more publications that will be coming in the future and peer-reviewed journals. It's really, really exciting. I'm so grateful. And what an amazing research and development team we have with the development of our products, the overall health and well-being, the support, and going back to the RCRO study and what they were finding with the increase of metabolism, reduction of fat, and the right types of fats, visceral fat too. It just goes to show you how powerful a system like Isogenics can be when you are drenching the body with dense nutrients, you know, yet you're reducing your caloric intake, then you're assisting the body in the natural detoxification processes. You're helping the body with, you know, daily stress components, just everything. And then, of course, the focus on youthful aging with Isogenesis and the Ageless Essentials Daily Pack. I mean, it's just, it's no wonder why we're getting the results that we're getting with these studies. It's truly amazing. Very remarkable.
I cannot agree more, Kiersey. It's a completely comprehensive, holistic package that all works well together.
Right. So rather than just reducing calories, because everybody knows you could reduce your calories every day and literally eat 500 calories a day. Well, guess what? A piece of cheesecake is 500 calories, but what good is that going to do in the body? So just so exciting. Dr. Eric, thank you so much for being with us today and sharing all that you did. Truly exciting. Thank you for everything that you do for us right there in the research and development department. I know that you guys work some long hours helping to put forth these findings and, of course, with the development of future formulations and stuff. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much, Kiersey. It's an honor.
Yeah, absolutely. And everybody that's listening in, make sure that your teams know where to find this podcast. This is your science, research, and study 101 podcast, okay? And of course, you can find other podcasts on isogenicspodcast.com. But you can subscribe and download these podcasts for free. So definitely make sure that your growing teams know about that. And with that, thanks again for being with us. And until next time, best of health. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Earning levels for Isagenix independent associates that appear in this publication are examples and should not be construed as typical or average. Income level achievements are dependent upon the individual associate's business skills, personal ambition, time, commitment, activity, and demographic factors. For average earnings, see the Isagenix independent associate earnings statement found at www.isagenixearnings.com. The weight loss testimonials presented only apply to the individuals depicted, cannot be guaranteed, and should not be considered typical. A 2008 university study showed statistically significant weight loss of 7 pounds during the first 9 days of the cleansing and fat-burning system. As with any health or fitness program, a sensible eating plan and regular exercise are required in order to achieve long-term weight loss. If you are pregnant, nursing, diabetic, on medication, have a medical condition, or on a weight control program, consult your physician before using Isagenix products or making any other dietary changes. Discontinue if an adverse event occurs.